This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Friday edition of Sports Talk, getting ready for Game 2, LSU baseball taking on South Carolina, 6 o'clock first pitch. Kate Anderson on the mound. Pre-game coverage will start 5:30 right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Well, just when you think Derek Carr is out of your life, there's still more news coming out about him. ESPN.com putting out an article today. Why Derek Carr's surprise retirement has prompted questions. And I know a lot of folks wondering, including me, honestly, what would prompt the QB to walk away from that $30 million instead of, you know, rotting away on the Saints PUP or IR list, whatever you want to say? A lot of questions still are around out there, and, you know, it doesn't help around these parts. There's so much animosity towards him that I think there's a lot of conclusions being drawn about the story, what exactly happened with him. And I don't know if we'll ever know. And it doesn't help that he hasn't really said anything either.
Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, sometimes if you don't get a satisfactory answer, you're going to kind of imagine the scenario that you think is true. And even if there's no evidence to support it, it's like, well, that makes more sense to me. So that's what I'm going to believe. The team has painted a picture of how this has gone. Believe it, don't believe it, whatever. ESPN, yeah, Catherine Terrell and Jeremy Fowler posted a story today. I wouldn't say there's a ton of news in it, right? Like, it's not breaking. There is some background, some context that they added, which there's a few things that are very clear. Even, you know, if you're reading the tea leaves, you're reading between the lines, it might not have been explicitly stated, but this was not altruism. This was not Derek Carr, you know, calling everyone into his study and saying, I have a gift for the fan. No, this was a negotiation. This was the Saints and Derek Carr coming together in an awkward situation, figuring out what was going to be the best path forward for all parties involved. I think if Derek had tried to take all $40 million of that, they would have probably fought him on it. Who's to say how that would go, but it would not have looked good for either team. A lot of stuff would have come out in that process. They probably didn't want to come out. So they came to an accord, right? What I think, and there's a few things in here, you know, the question is, okay, why would he walk away from $30 million?
Yeah.
What I think people misunderstand about Derek because of the resentment about him on the field as a quarterback is he's not a bad dude. He's not a cartoon villain. He's not Scrooge McDuck, like diving into his money pit. He's not Mr. Burns, like over there counting his money, like, hey, excellent. Derek Carr doesn't hate the Saints. He might not love Saints fans.
Well, he was reportedly checking out trade, you know, options before retiring.
Sure. I'm not saying that he wanted to play here, but he doesn't hate the Saints. He might not want to see a Saints fan for the rest of his life, but the team has done right by him. Like, point to me where he and the team have been at odds. So the idea that he would want to go out of his way to jam up the Saints, who have kind of bent over backwards to make this work for him, I don't think that's true. I think they're on good terms. So, you know, when the question was, Derek, are you going to take a pay cut to go play in front of all those fans that are booing you every time you throw an incompletion? You'd be like, no, I'm not doing that. When the conversation was, I don't think I'm going to play. Like, I don't think Derek's the type of person who would say, I know I'm never going to play again, but I'm going to make you pay me every dime, even though this is a bad situation. I don't see that. So I think there was, you know, like, if it's being painted as, wow, the goodness of his, out of the goodness of his heart, he has handed the Saints back $30 million. No. At the same time, I don't think it is as nefarious as people who their primary sources just trust me, bro, would lead you to believe, right? I just think it's never, there's always shades of gray in this type of situation. And, you know, believing the worst of people is a lot easier than just saying it's probably somewhere in the middle, you know, but hey, that's where it is. But yeah, that's really what this article is. And there's a lot of really good information in there. If you want to get some of the background, there's a lot of sources that are not identified, but, you know, you could probably infer some of them in terms of who's talking. No, I mean...
It did kind of seem pretty clear from the article that with Derek Carr, you know, finding out Dennis Allen not going to be around anymore and some of the other coaches, that kind of also helped him want to move on to somewhere else as well.
Yeah, I think the biggest question is the timeline.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's confusing in that, okay, there was a point where Derek was looking for a trade. There was a point where, you know, it's like you don't know whether he's going to come back, and then all of a sudden there's the injury, and it's like, well, why was he looking for a trade if he was hurt?
Right.
The team would say he didn't know about the injury at that point. And that's the part where you're like, okay, is that true? Right? Was there more to the injury than he's letting on? You know, and at the end of the day, whether he did it during a game, whether, you know, he aggravated his shoulder digging in his garden, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think the Saints and Derek Carr were more than happy to move past this scenario without trying to hash out those details. Right? Because that's what it would have taken for the Saints to try to claw back the money. He didn't force them to do that, and so it's a win for the Saints. It's something of a win for Derek if he's happy in retirement. We'll see how that goes.
I'm sure you saw his brother on NFL Network saying that.
Can David Carr stop talking for Derek?
Basically saying, though, he's saying that he does not have plans to come back, wants to spend time now with his family.
I'm tired of hearing from David Carr. If Derek wants to talk, great.
I'd like to hear from Derek instead of everybody else.
Stop routing your information through David. Like, go on YouTube. You have a YouTube channel. Just say something. Anyway, it is what it is. But yeah, it's an interesting article. I read the whole thing. It's very well written. They did a great job. So definitely go check that out.
Good news for Saints fan. Derek Carr, not our problem anymore.
At the end of the day, he's gone. He gone.
We ain't got to worry about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.